Each of us has opinions about, well, lots of things. About what's right and what's wrong. About politics. About celebrities. About what's wrong with our wives, our husbands, our neighbours. Yeah, we all have opinions. Lots of them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The more I look at the alleged news articles that appear in my various news feeds, the more I realise that they're not so much news, but the reporting of other people's, yeah, you guessed it, opinions. Now, it's normal for us to have opinions, and not all our opinions are wrong. But stop and think of what happens when we establish a position on someone or something. When we form an opinion, we in effect set ourselves up as judge, jury, and executioner, often based less on solid evidence and more on how we or others may feel about things. Many of God's own people, you know, those crazies who call themselves Christians, have opinions on His Word. Nah, I don't like that bit. I'll just ignore it. And so we live in our own little world, descending down the wormholes of our own often flawed judgments and opinions. Wake up call. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by God, and all Scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what's wrong in their lives. It's useful for correcting faults and teaching the right way to live. Who's given us the Scriptures? God Himself. How much of Scripture is useful in our lives? All of it. And God's Word, that ain't His opinion. It's the truth. So will you decide to follow His truth, awkward as it may be sometimes, or your own opinions? Opinions are easy. Decisions are hard. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Absolutely, believing in and acting on the Word of God isn't easy here in the 21st century. So what are the things you're struggling with? You see, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.